But first, over the past week, last weekend in particular, I had the pleasure of returning to my old hometown of Witchyproof in northwest Victoria, which has sadly become a flashpoint in the battle between politicians and bureaucrats pushing their green agenda and farmers whose livelihoods are now in the balance. One thing that's clear is that if anyone in government thinks they can ride roughshod over these communities, well, they are kidding themselves. On the farming plains at the edge of the Victorian Mallee, a battle for survival is underway. 3 hours northwest of Melbourne, it's a region that's no stranger to tough times, drought and flood. But can it survive what's coming from Canberra? This is Mount Witchyproof, overlooking my old hometown. The smallest registered mountain in the world, and all around is land where families have farmed for generations. Now, I was born and bred here, a fifth generation local, and I've brought you back here with me because this community is in the fight of their lives and they need our help. For hundreds of kilometres in each direction, this land that grows the food we eat and builds our wealth as a nation with exports is under threat. Decisions made a long way away by people with no skin in the game, people that won't have to live with the reality of any of this, are about to hit this community hard. Now, what's happening here is a fight that will shape the future of our country. Well, g'day. This is beautiful. Jeffcott farmers like James and Emma Burke and their entire farming family are on the front line.
We selected in 1873, so 152 years of the Burke history.
I didn't realise the scale of what they're proposing. It's huge. It's all the way across your farm, your brother's farm.
We're definitely the largest that we know of. We've actually mapped the line from start to finish, and from what I can understand, we've got the largest amount of the transmission line.
Giant new transmission lines carrying so-called green energy will cut a 70-metre swathe through their land with devastating effect.
The height of these towers has been 500 kV. We don't even know what machinery we can successfully put underneath these huge towers, and even know that the GPS and everything that we use in modern day farming, they're not understanding what it's going to do. And as we can see, you know, if it's going to cost me more to grow and more to produce, it's going to go up in price, so it's going to cost all of us in Australia. It's minimal. The compensation to what they're offering is not even close to what, you know, we're going to lose as farmers. It doesn't help us one bit at all. We've got to start making decisions the right way and making this business work as a business that's profitable for Australians, not profitable for so few.
At the centre of this anger is a massive new electricity transmission line that'll run between Sydney and Melbourne, known simply as the V&I West. For hundreds of kilometres, it will cut through private land, and all the way along, its high-voltage cables will be held up by 80-metre-high transmission towers, as high as the light towers at the MCG, equivalent to about 5.5 of these massive silos stacked on top of each other. When the farmers say no, well, they're being told their land will be acquired by force anyway. Life-changing decisions made by politicians and bureaucrats with little or no genuine consultation and no idea about what's at stake for these farmers.
They're calling it consultation, but it's not. We're being told this is happening. They're just drawing a map from their office in Melbourne, from Google Earth, so we were told. They were originally going to go through our lateral irrigator, and that runs for 2.2 k's, and their easement that they were looking at was 2 kilometres wide. It just made it obsolete. They had no idea that any of this irrigation infrastructure existed when they drew their imaginary line. I've been practically called a liar when I've mentioned that it's costing our business millions of dollars. Land values depreciated, our most valuable land's not even attractive anymore. We're probably going to be struggling to even sell it if we wanted to sell it.
And there goes the opportunity for your daughter Ella.
Yep.
To follow in mum and dad's footsteps on the land.
Absolutely. Gone. Gone. five generations of hard work just gone out the window.
Glenloth East farmer Claire Grant is another fighter who refuses to be bullied into signing away land she farms with partner Tim McGrath. If it goes ahead, the new transmission line will devastate their irrigation country, which is essential to drought-proofing their farm business.
They keep spruiking that you can do it, just normal activities can continue on, but they've got no idea. We're going to be limited as to what we can grow under there. They've got height restrictions on what you can grow. Corn's automatically a no-go because it's higher than their 3 metres that you're only allowed to grow underneath.
So there goes one of your crops.
There goes one of our crops, which we also can't grow because we can't have aerial access because of the power lines. Aeroplanes aren't allowed near them. This machinery is huge, and 20 metres tower, and you've got then bay restrictions. It's just not going to happen.
If you look around at all this machinery, it's massive.
It is. The outlier is enormous, and we have to have it. Like, our crops have to go in at a certain time. They have to be sprayed at a certain time. You never know what's going to pop up, diseases, pests.
So what's your alternative if you haven't got aerial access?
Can't grow it. Lose money. Simple as that.
We actually live in a creek here, and that creek, when it floods, we have to use aerial or the future, which is drone spraying, and we won't be able to use that. You actually can't use it there. So the actual, you know, cost of that is huge. Over our whole farm, half it is actually through the creek. The cost would be astronomical. Like, I just couldn't put a value on what it'd be in one season that what we'd lose.
The more I talked to people, the more the mental health toll was apparent.
Plenty of tears have been shed.
This is horrific.
It is, and that's what the politicians, particularly, I know Jacinda Allen's big push at the Bush Summit was, oh, we're helping farmers in the droughts and things like that. You're not helping us. We know how to run our own businesses and survive droughts and what to do. What they're doing is making it even harder and making farmland unfarmable.
See, people aren't happy on the land, they will leave, and I'm really concerned about how that's going to affect our schools, our sporting clubs, our local hospitals to attract and retain workers. It's really a real big concern for our community. I just often have a quite a sense of uneasiness. They're trying to rush these transmission lines through here, and it's just not fair. It's just not fair on us.
They're splitting up the farmers, you know, by throwing these there's lots of money to put up these wind factories.
What also disturbed me was serious allegations of intimidation and underhand tactics from officials.
I think there's a lot of dirty business going on in this.
We're not giving in to their bullying tactics. They call the police on farmers for no reason other than watching their own land.
They're making out that, you know, we're the enemy. We're not the enemy. We're just trying to find out what's going on.
They've gone from a nice little marquee and a nice table and a setup to two men standing on the side of the street with no identification and security.
The Greens and the Teals love to talk about saving the world from climate change, but they don't have to live with the reality of this green energy madness. It's not their land being ripped apart or their communities that'll suffer. The Prime Minister, well, he's just desperate to hang on to power. So he is spending billions and billions of borrowed money to roll out these transmission towers to buy their support. Labor doesn't care about country towns like this. It's about the politics of the inner city and preference deals, not the farming communities that are the backbone of our prosperity. I sat down with just some of the Witchyproof locals who could not disguise their feelings of abandonment and anger.
I do not want people coming onto my property, ripping up my ground. My father and his brother didn't work their guts out for nothing. This is now my legacy. This is all their legacy.
We were shocked, we were nauseous, absolutely devastated. We felt totally ambushed. Being treated like a peasant, we've got no rights.
The figures that come out this week for a kilometre of transmission lines to your property, you get paid $8,000 a kilometre. By all figures, it's suggesting the Victorian government will get $150,000 per kilometre. So who's getting fairly compensated? Certainly not the farmer.
Rural Victoria, I'm sure now the state government realises it's just a massive opportunity to collect tax.
During harvest, I saw some of them doing some surveys in the middle of the night. Went to approach them with a few neighbours and it ended up calling the police on us. They were actually the people that didn't have permission to be there.
The carpet pythons on our farm are officially listed as endangered by the Victorian State Government. They know that, the transmission people, we've told them, we've given them evidence, but we've still received a final preferred alignment through the farm, only a couple of hundred metres from their main breeding habitat.
It just worries you what the future holds for the, you know, the future generations. That's what worries me.
What's happening in Wychee isn't an isolated example. This is where the reality of decisions made at international climate conferences by people like Chris Bowen end up, where billions will be wasted trying to bribe and bully farmers into rolling over and giving up their land. If you think your power's expensive now, just wait till all of this gets rolled out. If you think your food's expensive now, just wait until our farmers go out of business. I mean, you talk to the locals, read the reports, have a look at even the engineering basics. And what's clear is that no one in power is thinking this through. Honestly, this is madness. It doesn't stack up, and everyone here knows it. It's an election year this year. Anthony Albanese is in the fight of his life to survive. Jacinta Allen, they're coming for you too. Out here, these farmers are angry, they're organised, and they're up for the fight. I reckon I know who's tougher. Do you think you can win the fight?
Well, truly, yeah. Possibly 12 months ago, 2 years ago, I'd say no, but now I would say 100%.
Oh, we're up for the fight, there's no doubt about that. You know, we've been in it for 18 months now, we're getting better and better with it. We're starting to, you know, get a bit of media out there and people are starting to see, and the questions keep coming. We'll stick together.